Once again, it's Michael Feldman. Oh.
He used to do that with a beer in his hand. It was a lot funnier, actually. Okay, let's see here. We've got going in the audience here, and I've got this. I needed part of your card to floss. A raspberry seed got stuck in my teeth. Isn't that funny? Can you ever eat a raspberry without it sticking in your teeth? Thank God you came to the show today and got an audience card. Where is the individual who flossed using his card? Okay. Did you get it?
I did.
They're a little thick, actually. Okay. Mike Dahlman, Middleton. Okay, for some humor, since you want to get back to the monologue. How about some humor instead? Mike Dahlman, Middleton, Wisconsin. What happened when the frog went to the bank to borrow money? Okay, Mike Dahlman. Okay, it's going to be a walk, but we'll get there. It's going to be worth it. Wait till you hear this punchline. If you like my stuff, this is going to knock your socks off. Where is Mike Dahlman? There he is. Mike, I'll let you deliver the whole thing. I'm good. How are you?
Well, thank you. Okay, so this takes a minute.
Okay.
So a frog walks into a bank, right? And he wants to take out a loan. And so he meets the loan officer. Her name is Patricia Black. And so he meets with Patricia Black. She shows him the application. He fills it out. She says, what do you have for collateral? So he breaks out a little box full of tchotchkes and collectibles. And she's not sure if that's sufficient. So she calls the bank manager over. Bank manager comes over, looks everything over. And, of course, you know what he said.
No, what?
These are knickknacks, Patty Black. Give that frog a loan.
Oh, boy. I wish I would have used that one. Oh, no.
All right, I want you to write for me, man. Can you write for me? If you can write that, you can write for me, and it'll be a whole different show.
I got to tell you, I may have heard that about 10 years ago.
Oh. But not delivered like that.
And her name was Patty Whack in the...
Oh, yeah, no, I don't think so.
The old version.
I think you got that wrong. Because Patty Whack doesn't make any sense at all. All right. I forgot to hand these out. This is the four disclaimers. Someone needs to read this before we actually play the quiz. Anyone like to do this just off the spur of the moment kind of thing? Okay, here we go. Time to play the What Do You Know quiz, ladies and gentlemen, before we can. That's right. Continuing the hilarity. With the what? Yes, you can stand up. Before we can do that, we have to know the four disclaimers. And today we have...
Kim Groshek from Jefferson.
From Jefferson. Reading them. There you go, Kim. We'll give this to you. Good luck. Yeah.
All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Honey, I was two with the Dalai Lama. Persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. All opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lack guys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
Well done. Thank you. We can keep that just to prove you. That'll validate your parking. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to play the What Do You Know quiz. That's right. Stop applauding for a minute just because the sign is on. Who wants to play the quiz? You can't hear me because you're applauding. Who wants to play the quiz now? Let's see a hand here or some sort of indicator. Indicator. That was an indicator. Okay, come on over here. I'll meet you over there. We'll find out the, because you did indicate. Indicated interest in the quiz. Are you good with quizzes and that sort of thing?
Depends, you know, added pressure. Hard to say.
In school, were you good on a quiz, though? A pop quiz? You were.
Maybe, yeah. Pop quizzes.
Yeah. Take that sort of pressure.
A plus.
And you are, your name?
My name is Molly. I am from Michigan, but now live in Madison.
Okay. How do you compare and contrast?
It's all right. I like Madison.
Okay, it's all right. Okay, all right. Molly, one good reason you should play this quiz.
This is the only weekend I'm not traveling, and I choose to spend it here.
Fabuloso. Come on down here, Molly. We'll go up these steps here. It's a little easier than going around the long way. Molly from Michigan. Have a seat right there next to the emu, if you would, please. Make yourself at home. It's a nice, fresh cup of water, absolutely free.
Thank you. For you.
In case you get dry.
Oop, I'm okay.
All right, I'm good. Thanks. So where in Michigan, then?
Traverse City area.
Oh, all right, yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Interlochen.
So that Traverse City, that's kind of like a lot of tourists.
A lot of tourists, yeah. Always had a summer job that way, though.
Yeah, what'd you do? What'd you work at?
Waiting tables at a country club. Working at a tourist shop, so yeah. Super exciting.
And did that inspire you towards the career you're in now?
Not at all, yeah. Although it is a little customer service oriented.
Yeah. What is your career exactly?
I work in healthcare IT, in implementation.
Okay, I wish I knew what that was. I know some of those things. I've heard of healthcare.
I help install electronic medical records.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
So is that like an epic kind of
thing?
It
is kind of an epic thing.
Is it?
It's an epic venture.
It's not an epic fail, I hope.
No, never.
Yeah. Does it use Epic?
It does.
Okay, because we have other Epic people here, don't we? We got an Epic crowd here now. Okay, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Is that what you thought you'd be doing? Because my daughter is looking for something. She's 23.
We'll not
be 23
at all.
Now.
But, I mean, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I studied brain behavior and cognitive science in school, so that is
that
not
gets
at all
you nowhere, related. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you do with brain behavior?
Well, analyze cool. people.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting. That's good. A good job. You like it, but you travel a lot, huh?
I do travel a lot, yeah. I go out to Tacoma, Washington a lot, and now to South Carolina a lot.
Yeah. What's in those places?
More hospitals.
Oh, you go to the hospital and you fix up their whole...
I help install it, kind of.
Yeah, you don't fix it because it's perfectly fine.
It's perfectly fine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. And for kicks, not that you have time or anything, but what do you do? What do you like to
just
enjoy?
Just fun. I really like to cook. For other people.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Not for yourself, though?
I mean, for myself, too, but it's even better if I can share it with friends.
I know. It's motivating, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Plus, they like me better after it.
Yeah, and you have, have you invented some of your own dishes? Are you that sort of a cook?
I throw things together, yeah.
Yeah. What have you thrown together that you're really
Yesterday, my roommate and I made funfetti mini cupcakes stuffed with brownies and a buttercream frosting.
That sounds really, my daughters would love that. I'm
they
sure.
were cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice funfetti stuffed with a cupcake stuffed with a brownie.
Mm-hmm. Mini. You have to remember the mini part.
Yeah, I think so.
Extra cute.
You need a really large cupcake.
Exactly.
Well, that sounds really, really good.
Yeah.
So someone out there plays along with you, Molly, know how this works?
Yep.
Answer a qualifying question, and how does that work then? There?
The people who want to play along, pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, and you ask them a qualifying question.
Okay. If you do a long backward glide on the outside edge of one skate as you approach your jump, causing you to arc counterclockwise if on the left foot, or no, clockwise if on the left foot, or counterclockwise if on the right, then reach back with the other foot, tap the toe pick, into the ice and vault off it, turning in the opposite direction to the arc in the air. You have just done a what? Some sort of a skating move. You want to know what that would be if you follow all those directions. But, and you got to think about all that as you're doing it. That would be a stopper for me. Rebecca, what would that be if you were doing all that on the ice?
Would that be a triple lutz?
That would be a lutz! Oh, you're so good, Rebecca! I think I got a win right now for that. Yes, that is the lutz. Whether you do a triple or
amazing.
A quad, have you done anything like that?
Oh, no. I've only tried ice skating once in my life and swore I would never do it again.
Yeah, did an accidental lutz, probably, huh?
Yeah.
If you can't repeat them, it's not worth doing, I guess. Do it once, because, wow, I just did a lutz! Okay. And what do you do these days, Rebecca, there in Springfield?
I'm actually looking for work.
Oh, are you?
So the technical answer to your question, I suppose, would be nothing at the moment.
Well, do we need people in the IT, in medical IT? And
oh, yeah.
Where would she go to find out about some? Because
Epic.com?
Epic.com? They're hiring all over. How's that sound? Are you good with IT and medical services and...
Probably not.
That's the wrong answer. Wrong answer.
I probably would do better with either child care or elder care.
Okay. Well, I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
So, Rebecca, this is Molly, by the way. Molly and Rebecca.
Pleasure to meet you.
Hi.
Okay, you're a team. We're going to work on this. We have various categories, don't we, Sarah?
We do. They are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science or odds and ends.
Okay, what would you like, Rebecca? You choose.
Let's do odds and ends.
Odds and ends. True or false, baby poop bacteria help make delicious and healthy sausages.
Oh, Molly, what do you think?
Baby poop bacteria, or the bacteria found in baby poop.
That's kind of
gross.
Let's say
can help make delicious and healthy sausages. I think can is an important word to put in there.
What do you think, Rebecca?
Well, I'm kind of thinking it's one of those questions that's like too, you know, kind of like a maybe a trick question. So I'm thinking it's got to be true because, you know, you're thinking it wouldn't be.
All right, I'll go with you on that.
Yeah, this should be somewhere in your IT there, this very thing.
And cooking.
That's true. Yes, lactobacillus, which is more common in baby poop than anywhere. Very good if you make a fermented sausage. Those of you fans of fermented sausage might want to try that at home. Yes.
That was so wrong, but one right and zero wrong.
Yeah.
And the categories that remain are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school or science.
Molly, what do you have?
How about school?
School it is.
Paid some attention.
Yeah, did you?
Maybe that'd work.
The narwhal. Did you ever learn about the narwhal? You did? Okay, cool.
Narwhals.
Cool. The narwhal of the Arctic is commonly known as one of the following. Is it also called the sea cucumber, the sea unicorn, or the sea ulator?
Sea unicorn sounds good. What do you think, Rebecca?
Sea unicorn.
I am thinking you are totally right because isn't there like some sort of like appendage from the nose or something?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, it's got a horn.
Are you talking about me or the narwhal?
Sure.
The narwhal.
The narwhal, yes. Sea unicorn. You can see one up in Baffin Bay if you're up that way. So check it out. That's pretty cool. Okay, that's
two right and zero wrong.
They're doing great. What's left there?
Current events, people, places, or science.
Rebecca?
Molly, what are you thinking about science?
Sure, love
science
it.
Science it is. Sexually frustrated flies. Okay.
Okay.
A, I've got my own problems. B, live longer, unhappier lives. Or C, live shorter, unhappier lives, according to UCSF, San Francisco, California. They studied sexually frustrated flies. How they knew that, I don't know.
I am beginning to be sorry I picked this one.
No, this is good. This is good. This beats baby poop by a mile.
Well, that's true.
I've got my own problems. Live longer, unhappier lives, or they live shorter, unhappier lives if they're sexually frustrated.
You'd think they'd die sooner if they're so sad and frustrated.
Some of us live very long, actually.
Yeah, I was actually kind
nothing
of
worse than a long, unhappy
life. Happier lives because it seems like I've heard this question, this trivia somewhere before.
So you're saying what?
Longer and happier?
I'll go with you on that.
Yes, longer, unhappier. Isn't that amazing? What's the point, you wonder sometimes. There are flies sulking right now wondering what is the point of this. Do we have time to go for the ones?
Sure, we do.
Okay,
sure we do.
You get this right, you win everything, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
Okay, what's a one shot, though? You don't have to do it. You want to do it?
Sure.
For all we have?
Good choice.
Rebecca?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, what's remaining?
Current events, people, or places.
Okay.
Places.
Places it is. See if you know this here. The number one city for singles in the U.S. of A. Is it Milwaukee, Iowa City, or Santa Barbara, California?
Now, are you talking about the city that has the most singles in it?
No, I don't even think it's accumulated there. I mean, that's the place, if you're a single, that's where you should be.
That's the place to be.
Yeah. Is it Milwaukee, Iowa City, or Santa Barbara?
It's warm in Santa Barbara. Barbara.
Not that cold in Milwaukee, either.
Yeah. Milwaukee, they got to keep warm somehow.
Yeah. There you go. Santa Barbara, you leaning towards?
Yeah.
Yeah? Rebecca?
Are you sure it's not Milwaukee?
It could be Milwaukee.
I'm from Milwaukee, and I'm pretty sure.
Okay, I'm with Molly.
All right.
Yes, Santa Barbara. It's no contest. Number one, Iowa City. Number three, Milwaukee. Number 10, though. Not so bad.
Molly, put yourself in a springtime state of mind with an authentically detailed Big Farm full-function radio control Case tractor.
Wow.
Just like the real thing, only smaller, from Case New Holland. And after a long day in the fields, prepare a scrumptious repast for farmhands using the Feeding the Crew cookbook from the Richfield Historical Society.
Wow.
And get historical perspective reading Edward Janus's Creating Dairyland, How Caring for Cows Saved Our Soil, Created Our Landscape, Brought Prosperity to Our State, and Still Shapes Our Way of Life in Wisconsin, from the Wisconsin Historical Society Press. And sit by the fire reading Paul Sisk's Rhyme from the Field and Farm, A Little Laugh and Will Do You No Harm. Rebecca, you can begin every day with What Do You Know? Audience enthusiasm, drinking Stephen Brew's breakfast blend, and relax in the afternoon with rich and smooth Costa Rican Terasu from Madison Stephen Brew Coffee, which is coffee done right. There are many other things I do not have time to tell you about. However, I can tell you we will be in Peoria on March 22nd, and I can also tell you that Michael Feldman's What Do You Know? Is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI, Public Radio International. Michael Feldman is our producer international. This
and
is PRI.
Rebecca. Hang on, Rebecca.
Radio.
Make sure you get that. Congratulations. You won a lot of stuff. Oh, boy.